sort of going to work in Swindon then, how did you become aware of that job, and were you looking at the time to try something completely different to the shunting?
Well, the problem is you're married at that particular time and you're trying to improve your money at that, you know, to get more money. Like the wife wanted a semi-detached from a townhouse, and which meant that I had to move on to get that that particular work. And going to Swindon helped, because it used to be on piecework, and you used to work four nights a week, 12 hours a shift. And but I also at that time had a couple part-time jobs. Petrol filling station down at Hardwick, used to look after that for a couple of hours before going on Skurricor for a couple of hours, and then going home, getting a few hours sleep to get up and go to work again at Swindon. But
so you were doing all three of those in one day, was that how it worked?
Correct. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And was that
I was working permanent nights, four nights a week.
Mm.
So you start off permanent, the part-time job on the Monday, nights on the Monday night, part-time job Tuesday morning, subsequently, you used to finish your part-time job up on Friday morning, but then you had the weekend free. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So how long did you continue doing that then?
Oh, for a number of years then, because we went from Woburn Avenue to Bodiam Avenue, where I got a 72 Bodiam Avenue, where we had a semi-detached. And then from Bodiam Avenue, I went to a detached bungalow in Sunnyfield Road in Hardwick, by the canal, where the old Shell fuels depot used to be. But that, unfortunately, was when, after a couple of years, my wife and myself split up. And I eventually went back then to Cornwall, which was about 1979.